The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey guys, I'm so excited for this week's episode with Arlen. You literally have no idea. It is such a good episode. I cannot wait for you to listen. But before I get into it, I wanted to introduce a sponsor of today's show. You guys already know the show is brought to you by Cash App, the number one finance app in the App Store. I'm sure you already know and already have it, but if you don't, it's a free app that makes it super easy to instantly send money to your friends. If you owe someone money, need to pay them back for your iced coffee, if your name is Max Willman, then Cash App is the app to use. I always find it the most convenient for settling group dinners, like I know I mentioned before, but there are literally so many reasons that you could use Cash App, obviously. And Cash App also comes with a cash card, a free debit card that comes with Boosts, which are like instant rewards for shopping at places you already love. You'll get discounts off your purchase at places like Whole Foods, Target, and way more. It's literally like having credit card perks just packed into a free debit card. And also, the best thing about Cash App is I get to support one of my favorite organizations, the Jimmy Fund. When you sign up for Cash App and use my promo code HAPPYHOUR, all caps, no spaces, not only will you instantly receive $10, but Cash App will also donate $10 to the Jimmy Fund, which, if you don't know, it's a charity that raises money for adults in pediatric cancer care and research to improve the chances of survival for patients around the world. So if you haven't downloaded Cash App in the past, this is the time, you guys. I hope you'll consider downloading Cash App and using my promo code, since we can fundraise so much money for the Jimmy Fund together. You'll get $10 to you, like I said before, and $10 towards defeating cancer, which I'm so happy we get to help out. So again, use my promo code HAPPYHOUR when you download Cash App from the App Store today. And now, getting on into the episode. Woohoo! Welcome back to another episode of Happy Hour with Gretchen Garrity, and today we are joined by, tell us.
Hey guys, I'm Arlen. I'm Gretchen's friend, and I'm really happy to be here.
I'm so excited. I'm like literally so excited. I feel like this has been coming ever since I started, and I don't even know if they know, but the main reason I have this podcast, well, like Brooke and Danielle too, but also you, like I would not be here if it wasn't for you, because you literally helped me set up everything and like the back end of things, and it was so
okay,
like, but daunting.
Yeah, you, but like I also wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. Like, you know what I mean? Because yeah. I probably wouldn't have started YouTube if it wasn't for you. Like, you're definitely a big reason.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. People have questions about that. And then I was thinking, I was like, wait, that's so good for us to talk about. Because I don't even know if some people even realize that or know. But I, like, remember how you started. I remember every moment. Like, it was yesterday. Like, it's so, like, familiar to me.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. But, yeah, we're, like, sitting here in Gretchen's room on the floor. There's a big teddy bear in the corner. And it's a really happy vibe.
Yeah.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
And chill, it's nice
today.
And we're going to match Max's game later.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just chat, you guys, catch up, because this is always the best part of every podcast, if we're being real. So, like Arlen said, we're going to go to Max's game in like an hour, and I'm so excited. It's going to be great. He's been playing so well. You're going to be so impressed.
I know. I watch all your stories, and I'm like, Max scored. Yeah. I'm like, holy.
Yeah. Holy, I always know that I'm going to get a reply from Arlen being like, woo.
Yeah. Also, this is a PG podcast, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, because the one that I do with Jackson is obviously not PG.
I will be editing out this
word. So I will be saying, I will say holy moly, and I will say, that's it. That's
say,
all.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh my lord.
Yeah, so if there's any profanity, it will get edited out.
Okay. Just in case anyone is like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we went to BU. We met at BU, and the origin of how we met is kind of funny.
Yeah,
because obviously Gretchen was like a YouTube star from an early age, and I wasn't. I make YouTube videos now, but my freshman year, I didn't. And I knew who Gretchen was, and I went up to her in the dining hall, and I was like, what did I say exactly? Do you remember? I was like,
yes.
Are you Gretchen?
This is so funny that you're bringing this up right now, because there was, like, the majority of the questions was, wait, how did you guys meet? Like, tell us the beginning. So this is good. We're talking
about it. I remember it very distinctly.
I remember it so well. I was sitting in that area of the dining hall with, like, all the windows that was, like, circular. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think. I don't even remember.
I could have sworn you were at a high table.
But all I remember is I didn't know that Arlen was coming up to me because he knew who I was. Like, I found out, like, a year later that you were like, no, I knew who you were. That's why I came up to you. I thought he was like, you know, when you go into your freshman year, I feel like a lot of people would just be really friendly and just come up to random people because they want to make friends. And I was like, oh, that guy's so nice. Like, he just came up to me and was like, hi, I'm Arlen. Nice to meet you. And I was like, oh, hi, I'm Gretchen. Like, nice to meet you.
That just was who I was anyway. So even if you weren't a YouTube star, I probably would have said hi to you anyway.
Yeah. Because
that's just what I was doing
you are
those times.
Like that. I love that. I feel like it's very, like, inclusive of people. Like, you're always making an effort to, like, include people or say hi to people.
I like to think I'm extremely inclusive.
Yeah, you really are.
Like, over inclusive.
But I think that's a good thing. Yeah, I guess it could be, like, too much sometimes, or if you're, like, worrying too much about other people. But I feel like that's a good strength of yours.
Yeah. Yeah. So what did I say when I came up to you? I was like, hey.
I think he just came up to me and I was like, who is that? But he was just like, hi, I'm Arlen. Nice to meet you. And I was like,
did I say anything about YouTube?
No. And so I was just
are you sure? I could have sworn I said, like, I've seen your YouTube videos or something.
I don't know. I don't think so, because I remember, like, I just thought that you were, like, nice and friendly, and I didn't know that you knew my YouTube videos unless I, like, didn't hear you. And I was just like, oh, I'm Gretchen. Nice to meet you. And then we would, like, see each other around. But that was freshman year in the fall, and I remember December. You called me in December, and I was home over winter break. Like, I'll never forget I was home, and I was, like, getting a call from Arlen Moore, and I'm like, oh, what's up? And you were like, I think I want to start YouTube. Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God, you need to do it, because I remember so clearly that I saw so many of your videos that you would – you were kind of, like, freelancing, I almost feel like,
for
some people.
Well, I was doing your sorority's recruitment videos.
Yeah, and you were doing videos for, like, the gym. And my favorite video of yours was with the drone, like, at the pool over the summer. And I just remember you posting on your Instagram, and I was like, he is so talented. Yeah. Like, this is so cool. Like, yes, you need to start a YouTube. It'll be – you can make anything look interesting, and you do. I remember when we went to LA, or when we went to Laguna with all of us. When was that? Like 2017. That was like so long ago now. Mm-hmm. And we were at what's that burger place? In-N-Out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of just like whatever. And you made the video look so cool by the way you edited. We were like, this looks like the most lit, like, trip to In-N-Out.
Yeah.
But yeah. So is that just really how you started YouTube? It was just that December and you were thinking about it.
Well, I knew who you were just because I've been, like, a YouTube fanatic since YouTube was YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Since, like, cat videos.
Yeah.
Like, I've been on YouTube for, like, probably 13 years, which is consuming.
Charlie bit my finger.
Yeah. And then growing up, I always made YouTube, or I always made videos, like, editing cool things and snowboard trips.
Did you just teach yourself how to edit?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And that was always just, like, my hobby, was just making cool video edits. And then I was inspired partly by you. Well, wait a second. Actually, okay. So, I was definitely inspired partly by you, partly by Casey Neistat.
Yeah.
Because I discovered the vlogging format. Like, I didn't watch vlogs until the summer going into my sophomore year.
Mm.
But I found Casey Neistat, Justin Escalona, and you. And I was like, all right, there's something here I can find a niche. Like, I can definitely do something.
Yeah.
And then it took me a while. I was really nervous and scared, and then I did it. And then I think, like, I would say 6 months later, I would consider myself kind of, like, established.
I feel like you grew so quickly.
I remember you saying
videos
that. You
were
like,
just,
you grew so fast.
Yeah. Well, also, I started back in the Stone Age when I literally had 10 views on a video, and I was like, whoa, like, I'm so famous. Like, it was just such a different time.
Yeah.
Like, I remember my cousin was like, I bet you won't get 1,000 subscribers in a year. I'm like, yeah, I can do it. Like, that was, like, the benchmark.
Yeah.
And I think I got to, like, 2,000. Seriously, only 2,000 subscribers in, like, a whole year. But it was also 2012, so.
But this also goes back to why I said earlier, like, I'm here partly because of you. Because, one, like, I partly started because of you. But then after, like, the second video that I ever made, it's to this day one of my favorite videos. It's called, like, it's like Vlog 7 college party, something like that.
Yeah.
And you saw it, and that was, like, the first video of mine you had seen.
Uh-huh.
And then you gave me a shout-out in the next video.
Yeah.
And I grew, like, 400 subscribers overnight, and I woke up the next day, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
I have
that.
All these people watching now. Yeah. These have to be good.
Yeah. So it was, like, pressure to make them really good.
Yeah. Yeah. So then that pressure helped, and I'm forever grateful for Gigi.
Aw, that's so sweet. I, like, this is bringing me back. I miss you skateboarding through the streets of Austin and vlogging. Like, I miss that so bad. And, like, skateboarding to class. Like, that was so fun.
Yeah. I feel like every year I'm pretty extra. But I feel like every year I get a little less extra, hopefully. But that was definitely a very extra Arlen time.
Yeah.
Just vlogging down the streets of Boston University, like, gimbal in hand. Being like, it doesn't matter what people think of you. Just videotape yourself down the street. No one's even paying attention.
You're like, I can do it. See, that's something that I wouldn't do. I was so bad at vlogging on campus. And because I cared so much, I was like, these aren't just, like, normal people. Like, I could walk down Newberry Street. That's okay. But Comm Ave is, like, my peers, you know? Yeah. Like, my classmates. So I was always nervous about that.
What was beautiful about BU is that everyone was so non-judgmental and supportive.
Yes.
People were like, oh, did you get made fun of, like, when you started? I was like, no. Everyone is like, oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Which is nice.
I know. I so agree with that. I'm so happy that you're saying that, too, because I feel like I always say that in my videos or whatever. And it's so crazy to me how many YouTubers that have gone through college or are still in college get made fun of. There's so many that I know that have such a hard time. It's like high school 2.0. People are so catty. And I'm like, literally, I showed up at BU and people were like, oh, you do YouTube? Good for you. Like, cool. Mm-hmm. Like, that's your thing. You know, everyone, I guess because it's such a big school and everyone's so, like, diverse and comes from so many different backgrounds. Everyone just kind of, they're like, oh, I respect it, man. Like, good for you, you know?
Yeah, it's very diverse.
But then, like, little, like, smaller schools, people are like, who's that weird YouTube person? I don't know, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess that's, like, chapter one of our relationship. And then chapter two is joining the same management, starting to go on trips together.
Yeah.
Laguna, Morocco.
Yeah.
Maggie and Emma joining
Morocco.
The crew.
Yeah.
And then, like, being juniors and seniors and graduating and
taking children's literature together.
Yeah, children's lit. That was a great class. Lots of fun. But let's talk about why they're actually here to listen, which is who is the matchmaker for the Gretchen Garrity Max Woman relationship?
Yeah, Arlen. You guys, that's the answer. Arlen is the plug. Like, I honestly, whenever I'm telling people about anything, you just always come up, and I'm like, Arlen is, like, the glue. He's, like, the plug for everyone. He's how I met Maggie and Emma. He's how I met Max. Like, it's so funny.
So, wait, I don't even actually remember how, the Max thing got started.
Like, I remember.
I can talk about how I knew Max, because that might be interesting
us.
For them.
Sure.
And then we can get further along.
Okay.
But, okay, so I'm from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Max is from Cape Cod, Massachusetts, as many of you probably know. And Max played at the rival high school. He played at Barnstable High School. I played at Falmouth High School. And
we're
like big time rivals. Mm-hmm. Max is 3 years older than us.
He is 24, about to be 25. So, correct.
2 years then.
Yeah.
Because I'm 23.
Yeah. So, 2 years older than us? Yeah.
So, So Max is 2 years older. And so in high school, Max was like a stud at Barnstable. And my first time I ever heard of him was at a state playdown game, rivalry, Falmouth versus Barnstable. And Max, I think he scored like 4 goals or something like that. I was like, oh, that kid's good. I wasn't even I wasn't even in high school yet.
Really?
But he scored like 4 goals as a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and then he went to Brown. And when he was at Brown, he was working out at the same gym that I was working out at on Cape Cod in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And we became, like, actual friends there. And I was like, this dude, Max, is, like, the nicest guy I've ever met.
So sweet.
Yeah. I was like, this guy is so, I don't know, just, like, so kind.
Yeah.
And we skated a few times. We actually made a video, like, one of my vlogs. He was in one of my vlogs. And Then I think you kind of came into the picture.
Yeah, that is how I knew of him, because everything Arlen said, like, when Max was in your videos. I remember the two videos that I saw him in. I saw him, it was over the summer and you guys were at APT and he was like lifting or something. Mm-hmm. And you were just, it was like cool. It was like a montage of him like lifting. Mm-hmm. And then I remember the but I didn't think anything of it at the time. Like, I wasn't even like, oh my gosh, like, I need to marry him. You know, like, I just was like watching the video and I was like, okay, cool. That's like Arlen's friend.
Yeah.
But I've seen so many of your friends in your videos, you know, like, he was just another I one tend of like, to, Arlen's friends.
People notice that. Like, people are like, why do you have so many cute guy friends?
Yeah.
Set me up.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you know this. Uh-huh. I have like a couple other friends that I've like, set up
with
the
your
blog.
Friend that's yeah. so funny.
Do you know my friend Jake Miller? I think you yeah. met him. His yeah. girlfriend was like a big Binky Gang fan. What? Yeah, and now they're dating and they're no like way. A great couple.
No
yeah.
way.
Yeah,
wait, that is so I forgot about
Binky. Shout out Sophia and Jake.
Oh my gosh, Binky Gang.
Yeah.
I literally forgot
people
about
are like
that.
Wait, what are you what wait
TBT
yeah let's just skip that topic overall. But back to you, so then what happened?
Okay, so I saw the lifting one and then I saw him in the video you guys were skating around. I like remember it so well.
Yeah.
And you guys were just like,
it's a really cool video,
playing hockey for fun. Yeah, it was really yeah. cool, the way because you had your stabilizer so it looked like really
it
cool.
was smooth. I was skating behind him.
Yeah.
And he was doing all these cool moves.
Yeah.
And then Gretchen was like,
no, still at this point, like, I was watching and I was just like, okay, cool, that's, like, Arlen's friend. Again.
Yeah,
you
know, as far as I remember, you were kind of indifferent to him. But yeah. when you first asked me about him, you were like, what's this kid's deal or something?
Yeah, so then what happened was, and people know if they've seen my video about, like, how we met.
Yeah.
So I just, like, he was, like, familiar to me. Like, I would, like, know his name or whatever. And then, long story short, he was, like, DMing me, but I never saw them because I don't check my DMs. And at one point I saw Max Willman in my DMs, and I was like, why do I know that name? And I was like, is that Arlen's friend? So I clicked on it, and he had, like, DM'd me a couple times, but I had, like, never seen it. And so I just replied, and he was, like, replying to a poll, and he was like, more videos with Arlen, like, whatever, because he's your friend. And so we just talked from there, and he was like, I'm looking at BU, and I was like, okay, your bio literally says Brown. Like, I'm so confused. Like, aren't you, like, at Brown? But then he was like, I got injured, whatever, whatever. So then we end up meeting at BU. But, yeah, when I was talking to him at first and whatever, everybody knows I was just kind of like, whatever. And he would, like, DM me over the summer, and I'd be like, what are the odds I'm going to meet this kid anyway? Like, you know? And then I meet him, like, first thing in September, so.
This is, yeah. like, this is, like, on the skinny. I don't even know if you're going to want to edit this out.
Okay.
But, like, as far as I remember, you kind of had this epiphany about Max where you were like, yeah, like, I don't, because you were like a different Gretchen before Max, like yeah. as far as boys go, like
yeah.
you were kind of used to the college culture of dating, which doesn't, I'm pretty sure people understand what that's like. It's mm-hmm. not necessarily a love story. Yeah. It's not great. Yeah. So when Max came along, you were like, this guy's like nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah. And then you were like, wait, I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I was like, and then you were like, Arlen, this is how it should be.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, wait, Max is, like, the best ever.
Yeah.
And now we're getting comments on your videos, and people are like, in a world of Arlen Moores, we need more Max Willmans. And that, my feelings aren't hurt or anything at all. I don't know what that's about.
I know.
But whatever.
They're making you seem, like, so terrible. I saw that comment when I texted you. I was like, what is this about? Why are they saying that Arlen is,
it has, like,
like,
500 likes.
I feel like they're trying to be like, oh, Arlen's, like, a player, you know? But, like,
yeah,
what?
I am a player, though.
So. I don't know.
But that's when, but if I'm loyal, then I'm loyal. But if I'm playing, then I'm playing. So...
So I think that's what the comment's getting
honest.
At. But I'm also like, I don't know where this, why this like hatred is coming out of nowhere. Like Arlen is so nice and he's my friend and he's like in my video. So I don't know why they commented. I literally saw it after the video was posted and it was like the top comment. I was like, why are we hating on Arlen?
It kind of hurt a little. They're like, in a world full of Arlen Moores, these disrespectful, dishonest, lying, mean, I can't even use the right adjectives on this PG podcast to describe what yeah. that person was probably thinking.
Yep.
I don't think I'm that bad.
Yeah. No, you're not. I think, and everybody, just because Max my videos and they see our highlight reel and his highlight reel, they don't see, like, anything like bad in our relationship. You know what I mean? Yeah. So they just like put him on this pedestal and they're like, oh, Max. But like, that's really how it was. That wasn't even like the skinny. Like, I just tell them how it is. I was like, I was used to all these like players in college and just like not nice guys. And it freaked me out. And I was like, kind of just, it's so bad to say, but I was kind of just like scared. I was like, why is he so nice to me? Like, I always tell like my subscribers, know I've said it so many times. I'm like, why are you texting me? How is my day? I'm like, what is your, I'm like, there is like an ulterior motive here. Like, what do you really want to know? Like,
because the college hookup culture is, okay, we hooked up last night. We're going to see each other at the dining hall. We don't know each other. Okay.
And
don't
we're look not gonna at speak. Me. Yes.
Don't get up when I go to get a some pancakes. Yeah. If I go to the omelet bar, stay in your seat, okay? And put your head down. And Max is like, breathe. Hey, babe.
I know, and he's like so nice. And that's another thing. I feel like when you talk online a bunch or something before you meet in person, it can be like scary and awkward or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I was mean and I would like barely answer his DMs because I was like, what are the odds I'm gonna meet him anyway? Mm-hmm. So then when I saw him at the bar, I was like nervous, but he's always just been so normal and made it like not awkward because he's just like not like every other loser boy in college. Yeah. And he's like mature and he's just like, hi, like we know each other, you know, and if it was up to me, I would be like, oh my god, Lucy, like there's that boy that would DM me, and I would like say nothing, you know. So yeah, that's funny. And there were so many questions about that, so that's good that we talked about it right now. But before we get into all the questions that you guys had for Arlen, we're gonna do my, I don't even know what to call it, my format, how I always do. So Arlen, what are you happy about right now?
Oh, honestly, everything. That, aww. Like, when you told me the brief of, like, this is the format of my podcast, the first gut reaction was, like, what are you happy about? I was, like, everything. Aww. And I really am. Like, that's I'm so cute. Happy. And, like, the last year, as you know, Gretchen, was, like, honestly, really awful.
Yeah.
And... yeah, I was just in, like, to be brief, I was in, like, a really difficult relationship, like, the opposite of what Max and Gretchen have, and it's not, like, a dig at the other person, if anyone knows who I'm talking about, but it was just unhealthy, yeah, okay. Yeah. It was just very bad, and I was in a really bad space personally, and so having found out how to kind of leave a relationship like that, which is really difficult, and mm-hmm. I never would have thought that it's hard to break up with someone when it's unhealthy, but it is.
Yeah.
Since then, I've just surrounded myself with really amazing people, and I bet on myself a lot to get where I am now. Like, when I moved into the apartment I live in, which is very nice and, I will say, expensive, mm-hmm. Any financial advisor would have looked at my bank account and been like, wait, you're paying how much for rent?
Yeah.
You, like, shouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. But, like, having done that and worked hard and just keeps learning and surrounding myself with nice, happy, motivated people, where I'm at now, I'm just so happy. Like, I've never been in a place where I'm at right now, and I'm just, like, so happy.
And take notes, people.
So I'm saying, so that was like very vague, but like specifically, what am I happy about?
Well, I feel really, like you've grown so much from that relationship, and it's obviously taught you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, I feel like coming out of that, you're like, okay, my main focus right now is like working on myself and just being.
Yeah.
And I feel like you've always been so good at being independent and everything, but you are like even more like honest with yourself and how you're doing and like what makes you happy and mm-hmm. what makes you driven and excited. And then that's what you focus on.
Yeah. No, and it was actually a very positive experience because it showed me places of myself that I wasn't honest with.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm being very honest with myself. And because of that, I'm able to like progress more. And to give, I guess, more of a specific answer, I think what's led to my happiness the most is years and years of spiritual practice in, like, meditation and, like, law of attraction and newly yoga. So, like, I've been into this stuff because, as maybe a few people might know, in high school, I had really bad anxiety for, like, years and negative mm-hmm. thoughts, and I was mentally unhealthy. And I got obsessed with, like, personal development and meditation and all this stuff. And because I've been practicing it for so long, I'd say like 4 or 5 years now, it's had this effect on me that has just, like, my constant state is of acceptance in whatever might be going that might be unfavorable. So if something mm-hmm. bad happens, I'm just like, well, that's okay. Yeah. Everything happens as it should. So it's either that, or I'm really excited or happy about what I'm doing every moment, mm-hmm. or I'm literally just in like a state of enthusiasm where like I'm doing work I love with people I love and mm-hmm. building something I love. And it's just like heaven.
That's so you. Everyone needs to like be a little bit more like Arlen, because you're so, I don't know how to describe it. You're very present as a person in general, which is so good. And I feel like a lot of people struggle with that today and their phones and everything. You're so mm-hmm. present and you're so calm and like zen. And I feel like before I get so like riled up over things and I'm like, how are you not like freaking out or overwhelmed or nervous or scared or mad or whatever? And you're just like, well, and you like take a deep breath and you think about it. And I know a lot of it, you were like, it's really like meditation and just like working through it. And so many yeah. years of like being this way on purpose.
Yeah.
But that's like so how you are.
Yeah. No, I'm really like, just as 2020 kind of rolled around, it's been that I've had a very strong sense of like presence a lot. Like I'm so present all the time and mm-hmm. conscious of what I'm doing mm-hmm. that like, this is going to sound super weird, but I'm almost at a place where like, this is going to sound so weird, but like time kind of, I think time stresses a lot of people out.
Yes.
And my concept of time is just like slowly going away. Mm-hmm. Like I'm just in the moment all the time. Uh-huh. And so I'm rarely worried about schedules or things. Like even as of recent, mm-hmm. what's made me the most happy is I'll like set schedules for myself, but as of late, like I'm sticking to them for the most part. Mm-hmm. But if I wake up one day and I look at my schedule and I feel like doing something else that would make me happier, I just like wipe it and I do that. Yeah. And then that usually ends up being the better thing to do.
Yeah.
Even if it's like, well, I was going to go to the gym today and be productive, but I'd rather just sit on my phone. And this sounds so bad, but like that will lead to some other opportunity and some other thing that's in line with the intentions I've set at the beginning of the year, like yeah. long-term goals. And
that's so yeah. interesting to think about.
Yeah.
I feel like that's such a good way to look at it too, because I feel like everybody stresses himself out with their schedules, and I understand if you work a 9-to-5, which and we do not
have, yeah,
and you don't have the flexibility and whatever, but also know that I feel like even if you do work a traditional 9-to-5, or if you're in college and going to your classes, whatever, I feel like people can be easier on themselves and just give yourself grace, because you're going into this new year. And like Arlen said, if you're supposed to do something right now, but you're like, you know what? I don't want to do this. Like, I want to do something that makes me happy, and I choose to like be happy and put myself first. Do that. Like, don't go out to a bar because you don't want to go to a bar, you know? Oh, yeah. Tell us your quote right now.
I've known this quote for years, and it sticks. It's so in line with this podcast and your brand and everything mm-hmm. you talk about mm-hmm. and everything I just talked about. And even if you're working 9-to-5, even if you're in a place in your life where maybe you're in a difficult relationship or you're in a 9-to-5 you don't like. Like last night I was with Jackson and we were recording our podcast, but we hadn't seen each other for a while. Mm-hmm. And Jackson is just miserable at his job. He's aww. Like, dude, I'm in a rut. And like, we didn't record for the first 2 hours because I tried to like pep talk him.
Yeah.
And like, he's one of my best friends, but he was literally like sad, mm-hmm. you know? And so like, no matter where you are, I think this quote can help you a lot. And it's by Steve Aoki. And it's, it's so simple. I remember this for years. It's find what makes you happy and stay there as long as you can.
Aww. I got chills. That was cute.
It's so good.
I love that.
It's just like, if you follow your joy, then you're just going to, like, your life is a result of what you focus on. Mm-hmm. So if you find something that makes you happy, then, and you focus on it, even if you don't know if, like, oh, maybe this could make me money, maybe it won't, chances are it could in some way.
Yeah.
So, like, I think following what you love is, and what makes you happy is, like, simple. People are like, okay, duh. Yeah. But, like, actually doing it and reminding yourself consistently mm-hmm. to just, like, check in with yourself. Like, another good thought experiment that I've done that's helped me a lot is thinking about and reflecting and maybe even journaling on, like, things that you can do for, like, 12 hours straight. Even if it's, like, play video games. Like, even if it's, this is probably mostly female. Even if it's, like, shopping.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's, like, drawing or something. Mm-hmm. Just keep doing more of what you love. And this one, I don't want to be, like, too controversial because I know this is different with guys and girls. But, like, mm-hmm. for me, when, like, editing videos was something that I could do for, like, so long mm-hmm. that I would realize that I didn't eat food. And that's, like, bad, I know.
Yeah.
But, like, that's like, I think a somehow healthy indicator that you found something that is just so important to you.
Yeah. Like, find something that makes you so passionate that you, like, forget where you are and what's going on around you. And then you forget that your stomach's hungry. I so agree with that. That has definitely happened with me when you're, like, so in the moment editing a video or, like, whatever it is. And you're like, whoa, I've, like, lost all sense of time or what's around me. Yeah. I feel like that's such a good indication.
Losing,
like,
sense of time.
This is, like, what I love.
Yeah.
I love that you said that. This is making me so happy because that's a lot what I talked about in my When You're Feeling Lost podcast. Because I'm like, guess what? At 22 years old, 23 years old, everybody feels lost. Everyone's mm-hmm. a little bit like, I don't know what to do. Especially post-grad, you are, like, thrown out into the adult world. And you're like, now what? You know?
Yeah.
And everything is your choice and your decision. And you're always wondering, did I make the right choice? Did I get the right apartment? Am I at the right job? And it's like, check in with yourself and be so honest and be like, am I happy right now? Like, what makes me happy? What mm-hmm. interests me? If I'm not doing that, you're going to end up in a rut and you're going to end up really sad. And you need to, like, reel it back in and be like, okay, what makes me happy? And that might not be what makes you the most money. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, making the most money in this, like, finance job in New York, if that's going to make you miserable, then, like, what's the point anyway?
Mm-hmm. So I have two pointers on this same topic that I think would be really helpful, and one of them comes from one of my mentors who is currently building a multi-million dollar business mm-hmm. and he had like this multi-million dollar home. He had Lamborghinis, Ferraris, he had, like, he could, like, party and, like, take a private jet somewhere and, like, mm-hmm. do whatever he wanted. And he was, like, happy. But basically in reflection, he realized that what made him the most happy isn't all these things. Mm-hmm. And, like, even like, you know, partying all the time. Like, it's not that. It's not having a Lamborghini. It's not having a big house. And people say this kind of stuff all the time. Like, it's not things that make you happy. And even you and I can attest to that you know, being blessed to be able to afford nice things. It's not the things. It is 100% the what you're doing. Mm-hmm. The doing outweighs everything. What you're creating. Like, what we're doing right now
mm-hmm.
and having this conversation and making this podcast, to me, this is it.
Yeah.
This is the thing.
Yeah.
Which is cool because it doesn't matter how many people are listening.
Mm-hmm.
If we like doing this, it doesn't matter if there's a million people listening or two.
Yeah.
That being said, whoever's listening right now and they're like, well, I want to start like my like design business or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or I want to start my YouTube channel, but like no one's watching. But that's not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's the process of making the thing. That is the happiness.
Yeah.
It's never the achievement.
I so agree with that.
Never. I forgot to finish the story about my mentor.
Oh, yeah,
so
tell us.
He has all these things. He had all these things.
Mm-hmm.
He had the cars, the big house, and then he realized, I just like my business. Like, I like building my business the most. He sold his house. He sold the Ferraris.
Whoa.
And he bought an apartment where he has very few things. Like, it's relatively minimalist.
Yeah.
And
Arlen type.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, I'm so happy because I can wake up. I don't have to worry. And this sounds so weird to talk about, but like, he's like, I don't have to worry about hiring a cleaning service for my house. Like, my mm-hmm. house is small.
Yeah.
And I just wake up, I go to my desk, I do my fun thing, and then that's it. And it's like, he doesn't need all this other extraneous things that mm-hmm. we think we need.
Yeah. I so agree with that. And I feel like I've slowly but surely realized that exact point that it's, mm-hmm. like, obviously not the things that make you happy. And, like, decluttering and getting rid of things. Like, I had more furniture in here, but I was, like, mm-hmm. it literally, like, stresses me out every day. So I got rid of it, you know?
Yeah. And being present in your own, I think this is like, a little bit of a pivot, but, like, it's something I need to work on. I can tell you're really good at it, and Maggie is also really good at it. Mm-hmm. Being present in your space and realizing what's bringing you joy,
yeah,
is so, so small, but so important.
Yeah.
There's, like, I can think right now, there's actually things in my room. I walk by them, and I'm like, ugh, why is that there?
Throw it
just
out.
Just throw it out.
Yeah.
But that's, like, a micro example of how, like, usually how you do one thing in your life is connected to how you do everything else.
Yeah.
So if you do something as small as have a workspace or a living space that's clean and happy and everything mm-hmm. makes you happy, then eventually your lifestyle is going to shift to that.
Yeah.
Which is good.
I feel like I've worked towards that so much. And in college, I was just like, woo, I'm in college. And, like, you could never see the floor of my room, the ground, because it would be covered in clothes. Mm-hmm. And I was just a mess. And that's just, like, how life was. But graduating, I was like, okay, now I'm, like, living life on my own. And I'm working for myself. And I need to take it seriously. And so I, like, got rid of the furniture, kept my room clean. And, like, my life is way more organized.
Yeah.
I listened to Tori's. This is my, like, mention of Tori.
You love every Tori.
Podcast. I really love her. But you would love this episode. She talks all about organization, and she's like, you need to organize every single part of your life, and then guess yeah. what, everything becomes a little bit easier. Yeah. And I'm like, that is so true.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's, like, literally what we were just saying. And what you were saying about things bringing you joy, you need to watch, or you probably already know, you know the Marie Kondo method? Everyone talks about that. I think I've seen, like, one video. She's, like, she invented that phrase and, like, everything. And she has these, like, crazy ways of, like, folding things, and she goes through, like, people that hoard, like, their house and throws away everything. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you need to look at something and be like, does this bring me joy? And if it doesn't, get rid of it. And it's so weird to think of, like a teddy bear, like a water bottle. Like, does this bring me joy? But, like, it does. And I use it every yeah. day. You know, like, yeah. you have to, like, evaluate no, it is everything small things like that.
Yeah.
You have to look at everything. And if that weird thing in your room doesn't bring you joy, get
now,
rid of it.
Now, what I'm most interested in is where the source of all this comes from, which is our thoughts. So, like, yes, the external is obviously important, and cleaning your room out is good. Uh-huh. But I'm coming from my background of being anxious and having a lot of thoughts in my inner world that weren't yeah. serving me and not bringing me joy, learning how to clean those out mm-hmm. is, I think, difficult, especially if you're in a tough spot.
Yeah.
But absolutely, like, fundamental.
Yeah.
Because, and this has been probably one of the biggest lessons I've learned recently from some of my mentors, which is that when your head is clear, like, your inner world is a reflection of your outer world.
Yeah.
And if your head is happy and clear and you have happy thoughts, then your outer world will simply reflect everything.
Yeah.
So whatever your life is right now, it's just an obvious reflection of what's going on inside.
Yeah.
So, like, that's not to say that, you know, it's your fault if you don't like your life.
Mm-hmm.
But understand that there's ways to learn how to clean up the things that don't bring you joy in your head, the negative thoughts,
mm-hmm.
and taking that very, very seriously. That I police my brain to an OCD level.
Like, you're like, no, I'm not going there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's okay to think about bad things or things that don't make you happy, as long as you are detached and don't identify and treat them like clouds floating in the sky.
Yeah.
And, like, for example, the new Mac Miller album.
Uh-huh.
Did you listen to it?
I think I heard a song.
Oh my god. I feel like you really like it.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
We can listen on our car ride.
Yes. It's so beautiful. It made me cry.
Yeah.
Obviously, because I was a huge Mac Miller fan.
Mm-hmm.
But it is also quite depressive and yeah. negative. But I can listen to it, and it doesn't bring me down. Like, I listen to it detached.
Yeah.
As if it's, like, a rainy day. And I just
That's
appreciate
so nice.
The rainy day.
You can, like, separate yourself from a situation.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to, like, make it my morning anthem to sing these sad songs, yeah. but, like, I like them.
Yeah, I feel like everything you were just saying, that's, like, so powerful to be able to, like, assess kind of, like, how you're doing in the situation and how certain things make you feel in a song or whatever it is. And to just, like, realize that it's in your power to feel however you want to feel about yeah. it.
Mm-hmm. This is another thing that's been on my mind, and then I definitely want to get to other people's questions,
yeah.
but, like, this is something I told Jackson. I feel like it sounds like from what you're saying, maybe a lot of your audience might relate to, where it's like being in your late teens, like going into college or just out of college, and you're like, mm-hmm. I don't know what I want to do. Mm-hmm. So this is, and this is Jackson for me, my best friend Jackson, guys, mm-hmm. if you don't know who he is. He came to me last night. He was like, Arlen, I'm really in a rut. I don't know what I want. I just know that I want to do work that I love, and I want to make a lot of money, and I want to have fun every day. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, you know those things. He doesn't know what business he wants to make or what his passion is necessarily. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people are like that.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, well, I hate my job, mm-hmm. but, and I would like to be doing something I love, you know? Mm-hmm. People know at least that. So what I have done, and I'm like being delicate introducing this because it's so weird, but so like what you focus on tends to expand in your life, mm-hmm. and if you focus on thoughts that are like affirmations almost, mm-hmm. that are like, for example, if you're someone like Jackson where you don't like your job but you know you want to do something you love, you can write down like, I love what I do every day, or every day I'm loving my life more and more. Mm-hmm. I do it. This is where it's weird. I do it in the third person. So I like write almost like a Forbes article about me.
Yeah.
And I have it in my phone, and I just write out like how I want my life to be in the third person. Uh-huh. So Arlen does, this is like my character, like my character traits. Mm-hmm. These are the types of things I do every day. This is how I feel on a consistent basis. Mm-hmm. And so it'll say things like, Arlen is always learning and improving from mentors or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or Arlen is learning how to make money from the smartest people. I'm like, those aren't even actual things in my, I just made those up.
Yeah, but examples.
I look at this thing, and I actually have it in notes on my phone, and I select it all and press speak before I go to bed. And so I just listened to this, like, Forbes article about me.
Whoa.
And it, like, over time just becomes true. And it's so weird. Uh-huh. So the reason I wanted to bring that up is because if you don't know what you want, but you know that you want at least the Vegas thing, you can just say, for example...
Wait, what do you mean Vegas thing?
Like, you know you want to... work at a company that you love, or you uh-huh. want to do work that you love, mm-hmm. but you don't know what that work is.
Yeah.
You can say something like, Jessica loves her job. Jessica wakes up every day excited to do her job. Mm-hmm. Or I wake up every day excited to do my job. Mm-hmm. You might not know what that job is, but by focusing on that thought, you'll attract other thoughts and experiences related to that thought. And maybe like a week, 2 weeks, a month, 2 months later, something will come up into your life. And it'll be an opportunity, and you'll feel it, and you'll be like, wait, this is cool. Maybe I should try this.
Yeah.
And then it'll just attach itself to that thought form that you've been thinking over and over.
So this is really like law of attraction.
It's law of attraction. It's like, it's so hardcore law of attraction.
And I wrote down just in general law of attraction. So I'm so happy we're talking about this now.
Yeah. But that's like my number. That's all I wanted. Those were like the main things that I wanted to get off my chest that I felt were necessary to
discuss with
everyone. Reveal.
Oh, I love that. That reminds me so much, going back to Tori. That reminds me, like, what Tori talks about, too. And I know you do it, too, like, writing down the notes and stuff about yourself. That's so interesting. It's in third person. I want to do that about me.
Yeah.
Gretchen goes to bed every night happy. Literally. Gretchen sleeps really well. Gretchen, you know?
So what I do is, like, if there's anything in my life I'm not happy with, I just write it how I want it to be.
I'm literally going to do that.
So let's say that I was unhappy with my... weight training or something, mm-hmm. and like I was like, man, I'm weak, I'm like not strong or something, or like I eat really unhealthy,
and I feel like so many people focus on the negative. They're like, oh, I'm so weak, if only I was stronger,
you know? And they'll joke about it. That's the worst.
I
used to do it too.
We
hate it.
I can think of someone in our life that we're like, don't say that about yourself, because then you're gonna believe it and it's gonna come true. And like,
they're like, oh, I'm just a broke can I say the B word? No. I'm just a broke college student.
Yeah. And it's like, don't say that.
Don't say that.
Mm-hmm.
You manifest it.
Yeah. Interesting. So is manifesting similar to Law of Attraction? Because I wanted to talk about both of those definitely.
Sure.
Because you've made me realize how, like, powerful manifesting things are.
Yeah. So, well, Law of Attraction, manifestation, I guess manifesting is just the act of, well, it's, in my opinion, a law of nature.
Yeah.
From which physical reality is brought into this realm from non-physical reality, which is human thought.
Yeah.
So everything is created. So manifestation is just...
I think you should go teach philosophy.
I was a philosophy concentration in college.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes so much sense. I feel like I'm learning so much right now. That's so interesting.
That's manifestation. It's just, it's like the bringing in of things into physical reality.
Mm-hmm.
And Law of Attraction is just that whatever you focus on with your attention multiplies.
Yeah.
So if you focus on money a lot, then you'll make more money. But don't focus on being broke. Then you'll be more broke.
Yeah.
Focus on thoughts of wealth, thoughts of being, making money. And
I feel like people listening could be like me. And I feel like when I used to hear stuff like this long ago or kind of not really know what it was, I'd be like, what's that mumbo jumbo that like people talk about? Like, that doesn't mean anything to me. That's like, nah, I don't really believe that. But it's like, if you just listen to what Arlen just said and you like have someone explain it to you and you're like, huh, that makes sense. You like literally start to see it happening everywhere. Like once I finally learned what it was, I was like, oh my gosh. And I text Arlen and I'm like, dude, you won't believe what happened. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so crazy. And I feel like I just so agree with that. Like, with everything you said.
Yeah. I'm scaring myself right now because I'm such a nerd into this stuff. And I can talk about it. I can explain, like, any part, any question anyone has.
Because
I'm so obsessed and I've read literally every book
I know,
there
we
is.
Should do a part two episode all just about, like,
that would be
manifestation
cool.
And, like, Law of Attraction and stuff. Yeah.
I just don't want to scare people away with
it. Examples and stuff. Yeah. Let us know, you guys, if you want more of that. But, okay, let's get into our questions. We honestly addressed, like, a lot of it. But, okay, so how we met, we talked about. And they were asking, too, like, how we all know Maggie, Emma, Brooke, Max, everything. So we talked about Max, like, me and Arlen met, that's how I met Max, and then Arlen was the reason I met Maggie and Emma, too. First, I met Maggie, I, like, remember that so well, too. I was, like, filming something, what were we even doing? But then she came, and I remember we went, and we took
Tony
pictures.
Pillow.
Yeah, and we took pictures in Beacon Hill.
Yeah.
And then that's when I met Maggie, and obviously, you guys know Maggie and Emma are sisters, so then I met Emma at the airport when we were going to Laguna. It was so funny because I literally met her at the beginning of the trip and we were like BFFs by the end, you know? Like, I feel like we just got close so quick. And then Brooke is interesting because I feel like I'm the plug for Brooke kind of. Also, she just moved here, so I feel like we all were around her anyway. But I have known Brooke for so long. Like, we just started talking and we're like internet friends, like in high school, like maybe like 10th grade, like for so long, because we've just been on YouTube for so long and we always just knew who each other was and like would watch each other's videos and would text and stuff. I don't even remember. Oh, the first time I met her was in Long Island because she's from there. My cousins are from there and we like went to sushi and I was like, I'm so nervous to meet my internet friend, whatever. And then you guys know Brooke is in Boston now. So then we're just all here and that's how we all know each other and coexist.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that was, like, mainly just, like, that's pretty much it for, like, how we met and stuff. And
I guess the only other detail is that I knew Maggie because I went to high school with Maggie.
Oh, yeah.
Maggie dated my best friend in high school. I've known Maggie for, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
And then I started YouTube, and I think, like, 5 or 6 months later, Maggie called me and was like, Arlen, I think I want to start YouTube. And I was like, do it. And then she crushed it.
Yeah.
And now we're all here. And then Emma started after that.
We have a whole squad. And that reminds me, you might think that Emma went, well, also she's way younger, but Emma didn't go to high school where Arlen
Emma didn't go to high school?
No, she like went to a different high school than Arlen and Maggie because Maggie went to a different one for hockey and then Emma just went to one like near where she lives. If you care. But, oh, and then they said like, how did you introduce me to Max? So I guess you didn't like physically be like, this is Max, but like, I met him because of you. Like, I never would have recognized his name in my DMs if it wasn't for you. What was your major at BU? You kind of touched on it, but...
Well, I guess the story is worth it. Like, when I was applying to colleges, I had no idea what I wanted to do.
Like everybody.
Like
nobody
everybody
knows.
I had no idea, so that's fine. And I applied to Comm. I got into the communication school. Mm-hmm. Boston. Comm is communications.
What made you apply to Comm?
Because I was like, oh, I'll do like a film degree because I like making videos.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I got here, I got into this like weird, I guess, like businessy type mindset.
Yeah.
And like, it's not weird. I just got in a very business mindset. And I was like, oh, I'm going to transfer to the business school at BU. And I did for a semester. And I took a bunch of classes. Did we take SM131 together?
No, because I switched in after a semester. Or wait. Wait a minute. Did you do it spring of your freshman year?
Yeah.
After a semester in Comm?
Yeah.
Because I did too. We were probably in that big lecture together at 8 a.m. We definitely were.
Yeah, with like Barkoff and Adam.
And you sat in the front row every day.
And TJ? Yeah.
I sat in the back corner. Wait, that's so funny. We were in the same lecture together.
Yeah, okay. We definitely were.
Because all transfer students going into the business school in the same semester take the 8 a.m. section.
Yeah, it was 8 a.m.
They make
section.
You take the 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
8 a.m., baby.
We haven't even talked about 8 a.m. at all.
No, cool, there's questions about that.
Yeah. Okay, cool. But, yeah, so then...
Oh, that's really funny. In my mind, you were, like, trying to go in the business school at a different time than me, but we were literally going in together at the same time.
Yeah, okay. So, it's interesting looking back at this in, like, retrospect, because when I was in that school, I liked some of it, but there were certain times I would just get this gut feeling when I was in that school where I was like, I do not belong here. I was just like... Yeah. I'm not historically that great with my emotions. I'm getting better. Mm-hmm. But at the time, I just was like, I don't like this. Like, it was very weird. Like, I would be...
Like, sitting in a class, you were like, ooh, this doesn't feel right?
Well, honestly, I would kind of get scared, like, walking to classes because that...
Oh, yeah.
That was, like, such a steep drop. That building is scary.
Oh, it's all marble.
It's all marble.
Very
and it's
intense.
Like, it's like six stories up.
Yep.
And you look down and it's just like scary.
Yeah, it is.
I was just like, I don't
it's
like this.
It's intimidating to be
and
in
I'm
there
I'm bad at
sure.
math. Yeah. And it's intimidating. And I was like, I need to transfer. So I transferred to Comm, communication school, back
oh,
again.
Oh, you went back to Comm.
And I was like, okay, I'll do the film thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did that.
See, I feel like that's valuable, though, because, like, some people might look back and be like, oh, I regret, like, trying that. But it's like, no, because then that solidified in your mind, like, okay, yes, Comm is what I want to do.
Yeah.
Because you were, like, questioning it. So I feel like that's good that that happened.
I really was just following my happiness trying it. Because at the time, when I transferred into Questrom, I was really... into business stuff.
Yeah.
I was trying to make an app my freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
and I was like, I need to learn business.
Yeah, I feel like that's such a good you're such a good example of, like, you have your own business. Like, you can have your own business or be, like, a businessy, business mindset person without going through business school.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know, I could have went through Comm. I could have easily done PR instead of the marketing track. They're, like, very similar. And I think I would be just as fine as I am right now, you know?
I'm not sure you would have been as happy in Comm, to be honest. Because
I like the
math.
You're
different. Yeah.
We're just different. I'm, like, so into math. Like, if you had me, like, write anything or an
essay.
Yeah,
that's all Comm was.
I'd be like, no,
writing.
Thank you. Like, I don't like writing. So, yeah, it's just... Just differences, but...
Gretchen's about the bag.
Yes. Yes, that was Arlen's major beat. So you did the Comm, but you... So you have a concentration, or what's it called?
Philosophy. I took, like, six classes in philosophy.
Is it called a concentration in Comm?
Yeah.
A concentration? Okay, yeah. Because that's what... I think everyone in Questrom is just general business, but then you concentrate, and mine was marketing.
Mm-hmm.
What was our best memory together?
Oh, good question. The first thing that pops into my mind is Morocco.
Me too. That's what I immediately read as I saw that. I was like, literally anything in Morocco.
Such a fun trip. Specifically,
it was like heaven on earth.
Yeah, it was
so
cool.
Going to the mosque,
so cool.
Walking
that whole
through,
trip was surreal.
Was it Marrakesh? I think
Marrakesh
in the city
night,
at night.
Where you were like
so
clinging
crowded.
On to me because it was like kind of scary.
So crowded. Yeah.
It was kind of scary.
Yeah.
Was it not?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, actually, I remember Rabat, which was more of a conservative town, and you and the girls weren't wearing headwear, and we were getting like yelled at a little bit, which was, I mean, I don't know. It was
or
fine,
people would just come up and be like, oh my gosh, and like touch my hair. And they haven't seen like blonde people. They're like, are you from Sweden? And I'm like, no, like American. But it's just like, it's like such a different culture there. But it was like so beautiful and so fun. Oh, honestly, probably my favorite memory together is I have a picture in there holding the goats on the side of the road, and we pull
over.
Oh
my God.
The goats in the tree. Like, to this day, people will be like, you like photoshopped that picture, right, with all the goats in the tree. I'm like, no, that was like real life, or the camels. Like, come on.
I don't understand that still. These goats are sitting on the tree.
I'm like looking at it.
Scroll back on one of our Instagrams right now and look for this photo and try and tell me it looks real.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't look real, but it is.
Yeah. So cool. That was the coolest. Yeah, by far.
Back to like 2018, was it? I think so.
Yeah. 2018. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Definitely best memory. Okay, we talked about how you started your YouTube. So he was just into videos and did it. So if you want to do it, just do it. Oh, this is interesting. There were so many like this. Did you two ever have a crush on each other? Be honest. Have you dated or hooked up with any one of the girls?
With any of the girls in the friend group?
Yeah.
Have I dated any of the girls? Like, who is the
like
group?
It's like Maddie, Emma, Brooke, like no.
No, the answer
is
no.
No, guys, I know it's funny, and I feel like especially back in the day, we would all be like so flirty with each other just because it was like funny and people would just like.
It helped the views.
Yeah, people would just like start rumors and stuff. Like, you can just believe
Garland,
whatever you want to believe.
Emlyn.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I miss Garland. But no, we never dated each other. I feel like we just have always been friends and like do such similar stuff that it was never like. Oh, we're in love. I don't know, you know? Like,
I think YouTube couples are difficult.
Yeah.
It's just like two similar people, kind of. I think the polarity is important in a relationship.
Yeah.
Which makes our whole friend group a friend group.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I feel like it was just always like separate, and we would just like tell each other about the boys and girls in our life.
Yeah,
like, it was just never
always
like,
a friend
like
thing.
That. So sorry to crush all your dreams, but Arlen hasn't dated any of us. I like this a lot. What is your fitness routine? What do you eat in a day?
Oh, I love this. Wow. Okay. So I wake up at, people are going to hate me.
No, it's okay. Just say it how it is.
Okay.
About realness.
I wake up whenever I want. I wake up roughly around 9. I usually drink a cup of coffee. Depending on how I feel, I might make some avocado toast with vegan ingredients, although I'm not 100% vegan. I'm probably like 80% vegan because I think balance is important.
Yeah.
I think that plant-based products are better for you and you should eat more greens, so I tend to stick to lots of plant-based stuff. But going back to the routine, I'll wake up at 9 or so. Today, I think I woke up at 10:30.
Yeah.
And then I eat either some avocado toast or oatmeal with banana and apple and cinnamon, which is really good. And I have a specific recipe that
I
use.
Max does that. He puts apple and cinnamon in the oatmeal, which I've never done that.
Yeah, it's really good.
I do banana and peanut butter.
But you have to cook it on the stove. Don't do it microwave. Get
it
regular oats.
Makes it better.
Almond milk. Put the almond milk and the oats in a pot, put it on high and boil for like just a little, just so they're like hot, not like boiling. And then mix in apples, banana, and cinnamon, and it just tastes really,
so
really good.
Yeah.
So that's good. And then I'll also have smoothies. I'm very serious about my smoothies. So I will do almond milk with banana, blueberries, it's called Vega One protein.
Yeah.
And I get the kind that has like all the vitamins and stuff added. And
that's a vegan one.
Yeah, it's vegan. It's plant based. Yeah. It's like pea protein and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I add this stuff called it's like amazing grass green powder.
Yeah.
And it has all of this like spirulina, beetroot powder, superfoods. Yeah. Superfood mix.
I love that.
And chia seeds. And
so
I'll
good.
Blend that up and it tastes pretty good.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll mix in like peaches or raspberries or peanut butter, but that's usually my go-to.
Yeah. The blueberry and banana. That's what we always do. We're into the blueberry, banana, almond milk.
Yeah.
Smoothie.
And I'm always looking for ways to improve my smoothie. So if people have suggestions, I read my DMs.
My suggestion is just load it up with peanut butter and it'll always taste good.
Yeah. Yeah. Peanut butter is very good.
Yep.
Later on in the day, I go for my go-to meal is kale and chickpeas.
Yum.
So I get like canned organic chickpeas mm-hmm. or garbanzo beans.
Yeah.
Cook them with some kale, garlic, onion, and tahini is really good. So it's kind good. Of like peanut butter, but a little healthier, I think.
Yeah.
And then I eat lots of... I do eat meat. So I'll have like burritos mm-hmm. and I'll have sushi. I'll have fish.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's mostly what I eat.
That's yeah. so good. I usually do kale with quinoa, but kale with the
chickpeas. Oh, quinoa. I love
chickpeas
quinoa.
Chickpeas is so good.
Yeah. I love,
so
I like
Arlen
sweet green a lot.
Mainly healthy, you guys.
Oh, I eat chocolate. I eat lots of dark chocolate. I yeah. love dark chocolate.
Me too.
I like Tate, which is a Boston place yeah. that I'm sure you guys probably know from Gretchen.
Yeah.
And what else? I do eat, like, I balance. I think balance is super important with diet, like everything in moderation.
Yeah.
I actually believe in mega cheat days. So, like, literally, I have designated days I kind of decide off whatever I feel, where I'll mm-hmm. wake up and I'll be like, I'm going to have chocolate chip pancakes, syrup, like, I'm going to drink a lot tonight and, yeah. like, do the opposite of what I normally do.
Yeah.
Because I believe that your body needs to be conditioned to actually understand what healthy food is for it.
Interesting.
If you have healthy food 24/7, it eventually becomes unhealthy.
Oh.
I strongly believe that.
But your body gets, like, too used to it.
Yeah, your body gets used to it and it gets sick. It yeah. gets really sick. That's why I think...
Like, you need to mix it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew you were going to say chocolate chip pancakes. Right as you said cheese day, I'm like, I know Arlen so well. He's going to say chocolate chip pancakes.
So good.
If you want to know the way to Arlen's heart, chocolate chip pancakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And workouts, you mainly do strength training?
Mainly strength training. Right now, I'm just, I have these like fitness goals. I'm trying to like get my max lifts up,
mm-hmm.
which I have max. I haven't like hit these goals in
a while. I think I saw your stories.
Yeah, you I'm, like, lifting. Working on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working on that. And I also do yoga probably, I would say, 4 or 5 times a week in my apartment. I had a Core Power membership, but I quit it because I realized that my apartment is beautiful and I have this huge floor-to-ceiling window that looks south in Boston. And mm-hmm. I look out on, like, hills and the sky, and I just do yoga there. I light yeah. incense and candles and play Indian flute music.
Interesting.
And I just pull up a video on YouTube, usually Kundalini yoga or Hatha yoga, which which vibrate at a high frequency.
What does that mean?
Everything is particles, everything is vibrating, and okay. this is the law of attraction again.
Okay.
Everything goes back to that because mm-hmm. it's just physics. It's part of, everything's made of particles, everything is vibrating at a certain frequency, and I like to do activities that have high vibration energy. Laughing is light, and like things that are like light and uh-huh. happy have a higher vibration.
Interesting.
And then things that are sad and dense and dark have like a low vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And they make you feel like you want to just not do anything yeah. and be sad. So I try to do
high vibration yoga.
Yeah. That's no, look so it up. Look up like
I'm gonna
Levels of Energy by Frederick Dodson. Mm-hmm. It's a really weird book. It's so weird. But it's really cool and it just explains frequencies.
Interesting. Yeah, I wouldn't have a Core Power membership if I was you either, because you do have the best window with like the coolest yeah. view, and like you're saving $169 a month.
Yeah.
I just canceled mine too because I don't use it enough, because
yeah.
I'm like always visiting Max and whatever.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's the tea, everyone. Are you single?
I'm single. I'm
single, baby.
Yeah, we need to talk about that. I have tea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry, guys. You can't hear. Okay, let's pick one more question, because a lot of these we have addressed already. What made you want to start 8 a.m.? This is a good one to end on.
This is a really good one to end on, because this is like my number one focus of 2020. Because as I said, I feel like I'm getting less and less extra every year.
Mm-hmm.
And as I grow older, I'm always going to be making videos, but the focus is going to shift more toward making 8 a.m. a real business. If you don't know what 8 a.m. is, it's my clothing brand / personal brand,
yeah.
which extends to things related to the ethos of the brand, which is to blur the line between hype and personal development.
Hmm.
So the story behind it is that, as I said before, in high school, I struggled a lot with negative thoughts and anxiety, and I was in a dark place. And then I discovered meditation, spirituality, reading books, and self-improvement. And I learned to take myself out of this hole that I dug myself. And like from there, learned that you can just create a beautiful life through learning from others and from sitting in silence and meditation and doing high vibration yoga. But I wouldn't have learned about that stuff if it weren't for chance. So my goal is to make that kind of stuff that we have to talk about so on the nose and be like, hey, I hope you don't think this is weird. Like, I want it to be cool. Mm-hmm. I want to make working on yourself cool. And I want meditation to be something that was like, I mean, I think it's getting cooler and cooler.
Yeah.
But I want to be the one that makes it awesome. So that's what 8 a.m. is all about. Mm-hmm. And I'm working on making some like signature sweatpants and hoodies right now, which are coming out. And the whole idea is everything that I sell is aimed at raising your vibration, pretty much. Mm-hmm. So, for example, the ones that I'm coming out with soon, and this is like, they're not even out yet. And they're like,
No.
Oh. They're going to be sweatpants. And so see how this has this logo here?
Yeah.
So the sweatpant logo, like most clothing is meant to like show off a design to others. Mm-hmm. Mine will be to remind yourself of certain messages. So it's not really for other people. Like it's comfortable. And so like this will be flipped that way. So people have no idea what I'm talking about, but that's fine.
And the words are going to be facing you so that you can read them. I like that. Guys, you should see his 8 a.m. socks on right now.
So I'm going to lean toward that and really trying to make a concrete difference in the world through the art that I make.
I love that.
Yeah.
And if they want to know, I remember I didn't even know this at first. I thought 8 a.m. was just because that's the time you were posting videos, which I know you post videos at 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. But also, a.m. is Arlen Moore.
They're my initials.
Like, that was, like, mind-blowing to me. Yeah. I was like, wait, why didn't I even realize that? Because 8 a.m. to me is just like, oh, it's a time. But a.m., Arlen Moore. So
and cool. And why the 8? Because 8 is, you know, it's a fixed number. But when infinity. You flip it, or when you shift your perspective, you see a lot more. It's infinity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's lots of meaning behind 8 a.m., you guys. So, yay! Yeah.
Oh, this was so
this
fun.
This is so exciting. We have, literally, we could talk forever. We'll have a part 2 because Arlen needs to tell us more about how to manifest.
I'd love to do an entire manifestation podcast.
Yeah.
Sending your questions.
Yeah. It'll be so fun.
We've
to talk about
only scratched the surface.
Yeah. Oh my God, they're going to love this. This is one of the best episodes ever.
Really?
Yay! Yeah. Guys, that was so fun. And Arlen's so good at like articulating what he's trying to say. Like, I struggle with that. Like, I have like thoughts in my head and I can't like spit it out, but you're so good at just like saying what you're trying to say. I don't know, that was so good. That was so interesting.
I attribute it to my ice almond matcha that I just had
for focusing you. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah,
we
hope
love
you guys. Enjoyed. Love you. Catch you next time. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.